Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Jay Binkley, Rob Brinton, producing the operation. One guy that you'll hear a lot each and every week this year, plus you'll hear him maybe doing something else as well that I'll mention in a second. Let's welcome Joshua Briscoe. What's up, Joshua?
Hey, Bink, I am in a good mood, not just because of what you are alluding to, although that's certainly having to do with it. We've also got a little training camp action, some things to react
to.
It's a good time of year, my friend.
No, it is, and congratulations to you. Not only do you come on here on all the different shows, Josh, but also the network now, as far as the pre, the halftime, the post, and all that with the Chiefs radio network. You'll be doing that as well, so congratulations to you. A lot of hard work went into that. You're the perfect dude for this spot. It's going to be fun. Just those ears listening to you, driving in the Arrowhead Stadium or driving around with those last-minute snacks or whatever, hearing you talking to Mitch and Dana and Kling and everything from all over the place, man. It's going to be fun, man. Congrats, buddy.
Thank you very much. That is very kind of you. I am very excited. It is certainly still pretty surreal to be stepping into some massive, massive shoes there. But again, if I needed any other reason to be excited for this season, that would get it done. Well, I'm, again, honored to be in that spot. Really excited to start breaking that down with that first preseason game. That's just right around the corner.
Yeah, it's not like you're with the Cardinals, the Colts, something like that. You're with teams in the back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls, man.
It's unbelievable. I know.
So it's not your garden variety team. Either means you're going to be working in the February, my friend.
I know. Yeah, I had to clear that out. I'm okay with that. I'm willing to stick around for a few extra reps into February as long as we can make another Super Bowl trip happen. I will be happy to be there.
So I got to ask you this then, since Kelce was in it, the Happy Gilmore 2 that dropped today on Netflix. It's available. I haven't had time to sit there and watch it, obviously. Have you, by chance, taken a viewing of Happy Gilmore 2 yet, or are you saving that?
I have not yet. I was thinking about cracking it open tonight because here's the spot that I'm in. I saw the beginning of the clip with Travis Kelce, and I made the choice to not watch the entire clip. I got about 5 seconds in. I thought, you know what? I think this deserves the full context of the movie. So that's the film I have not yet reviewed. But I think it might happen soon. I'm fascinated to see what it looks like on a variety of levels.
What is it, a big day for golf? Wouldn't Caddyshack put it like 42 years ago or 45 years ago today? Something like that. So it's a golf movie day for sure. I don't know if that was a coincidence there or it just happened, but back to Chiefs camp, obviously day 4 in the books. They put the pads on Sunday, day off tomorrow. It's going to be fun. I'll ask you this question because Rob and I discussed him. It's Tyquan Thornton. And the reason I brought him up is Nate Taylor, of course, that comes on the show, our Chiefs insider, and now at ESPN. He thinks it's a lock to make the team, and he's impressed with him and what he's doing. Andy Reid's talked about him at minicamp several times in glowing fashion, and he didn't always do that with every player. I mean, you got to earn that. Patrick Mahomes has talked about him. We are talking about a second-round pick, pick 50 a couple of years ago. It's still 24 years old from the Patriots, who did run a 4-2-1 until he adjusted it to 4-2-8 at the combine. But, you know, can Tyquan make this team, Josh?
Well, I spend a whole lot of time talking to Nate, and I hadn't heard the L word yet. Lock.
Well, I don't know if he necessarily said that. I'll play it for if you want me to. You want to hear what he said?
Oh, and you know I like to hear Nate when I get a chance.
All right. Well, this is what he said.
Trey Smith's got to become Joe Tooney. That's exactly what he has to
become. Not on that. Wrong cut.
He's right about that, too, though, while we're at it.
He's right on that. Here's Nate on Tyquan. But, Nate's right on everything. Here's his thoughts on Tyquan.
The biggest winner so far, if you were to give this person immunity for Monday or Tuesday, that would be Tyquan Thornton. It's a wrap, guys. Healthy. He keeps playing the way he's been playing at practice. He is on the roster. He is a legitimate outside receiver. He is, and I've asked, you know, I think they add Tyquan Thornton to the roster in, like, December. You know, he's not going to play. But the whole point was, like, can you be better than Justin Watson? Or can you be a different version of Justin Watson from what we've seen over the last couple of years? Well, through the first week of camp, he's proven it. I don't need to see any more outside of just, hey, let's see it in the pass. Let's see it in the preseason game. You're a veteran receiver. Mahomes, I think, really, really likes him.
So he didn't use the word lock, Josh, but he didn't use the word wrap.
It's a wrap. No, you represented him totally fairly there. Okay. He has no case to press against you. I think he's saying that. And look, Nate there, of course, is, you know, he's pretty good at his job by and
very
large,
good.
So not a surprise. But the thing that he mentioned there that stuck with me, and it's the reason that I had Tyquan Thornton right on the right side of the bubble, or really maybe in one of those final wide receiver battles, maybe it's with Nico Remigio. We'll come back to some things Dave Tobe said today. But Thornton spending a good portion of last season with the Chiefs the practice squad, I think it's a big deal. I mean, not a big deal in the sense of winning Super Bowls, as this team tends to do, but a big deal in terms of having an advantage over Elijah Badger as an undrafted free agent, or even, you know, Sky Moore. Obviously, he's been around for quite a while, but it seems like his future is probably pretty short. The other guys you might be looking at for those final spots, I've been giving Thornton just that narrow, narrow edge, and I really like what Nate said about, hey, can you come in and be a different or better version of Justin Watson, who they obviously let go. Watson played a ton of snaps for this team and is actually leaving space. Now, of course, you hope Hollywood takes a ton of that space that wasn't there last year. You hope Rashee Rice plays a lot of snaps that he wasn't able to play last year. But I really did like the little bit of a gamble, a very small one, on bringing Thornton in mid-late season last year, getting him acclimated. He has this entire offseason, a little bit of a head start to get involved. If he can be one of those guys, the kind of sacrificial outside receiver that the Chiefs tend to play quite a bit of, I really like his chances, not just to make the team, but to do not wide receiver 1-4 kind of stuff. But if Rashee Rice misses time and you need somebody who can go line up outside and just run some snaps, eat some routes, I'd be thrilled for Thornton to be able to be one of those guys.
See, and that's really the reason we're talking about him, because, you know, the main story from the Chiefs, when you see national publications talk about training camp or whatever, CBS had something today, you know, it's the wide open offense. And last year, the Chiefs were second to last in air yards, 25 yards or more down the field. So, and they've been talking about it. Mahomes is talking about it. He was talking about it with Kay Adams on her podcast. He talked about it in minicamp, throwing the football downfield. Andy Reid talked about it in minicamp that it's different this year because everybody's back. Like, everybody's back. So he was putting installs in still throughout the season, you know, just till guys got really acclimated with the system. Well, they're all back, except for Jalen Royals, that obviously, and he talked about him really getting things together and putting it together. But, you know, you look at how many receivers they're going to keep. And if Rice is suspended, what are you going to do? And who's going to be on the end? Because right now, when Rob and I did it, we had Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, obviously Hollywood Brown, Jalen Royals, Juju. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got Nico, which you'll talk about him in just a second, and how much they really like him in the return game. But then there's Nico, Tyquan, Elijah Badger, Sky Moore even. So there's a little bit of competition there at the end of the rope if they keep seven receivers.
And I think if you assume that Rashee Rice is going to get suspended for some chunk of the start of the season, which I think is the expectation as of right now, you really do. I mean, you have six receivers with all seven of the guys that you just mentioned, and then you have to make a choice when Rashee Rice comes back. So if it's two games, four games, whatever, if Rice is suspended before the year begins, before they have to go through roster cutdowns, you can keep all six of those guys who I would agree with you and Rob, Worthy, Hollywood, Royals, Juju, Thornton, and Remigio. I think Nico's got a little bit of an edge over Sky Moore unless he has a really good camp in preseason. Even then, I don't know. He's been on the team for a while. But I really do think those six are all in really good positions. And then, as we both alluded to, Dave Tobe talked about Nico again today. It seems like he's far and away their number one choice as a returner. And then you also heard Tobe talk a little bit about Thornton maybe trying to do some of those Justin Watson special teams things, being a gunner in punt coverage and being able to have some speed and some physicality there. So I really do think that room's going to come together pretty nicely. I think you just hope that you can get Elijah Badger to a practice squad and then let him get up to speed that way. And then I heard a little bit of you guys talking about Royals specifically near the top of the show. I remain skeptical that a rookie is going to get a major workload, let's say it is in Rashee Rice's absence for a few weeks at the beginning of the season. It's really hard for a rookie to come in and immediately have an impact in Andy Reid's offense as a receiver. We saw Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy both do it later in their rookie years, even though they did it in huge ways. Maybe Royals is just smart enough. He is just versatile enough to be able to do some of the stuff that they were asking Rice to do. Also, a thing from Nate yesterday talked about Royals being in for Rashee Rice with the first team for a few of those reps. Right now, you're just stress testing the rookies. You're seeing how much they can take on in terms of the playbook. You're seeing how comfortable they can get in the offense quickly. But if he can continue to prove that, all three of us have chimed in on now, I really like where the wide receiver group sort of lands for this season and beyond, because it's a very young group as well.
And especially with the receivers and how they're going to go and go downfield. And we all know that all this won't matter if Mahomes doesn't have the time to throw down the field.
Right.
Again, mentioned the air yards, second to last, like six times over 25 yards or more. And it comes down to the left side. It comes down to Kingsley at guard if he makes it and is the starter for this team. I'm sure they would love that because, and I liked Kingsley coming out of the draft too. I mean, a lot of people, you know, thought maybe in first rounder for this guy because he's huge dude and he's very extremely versatile. I mean, he can get out of the pocket and move and do a lot of things that guards can do. And that's one really good positive for Kingsley. But what about Simmons? Because I was looking at, like, we were talking about Brett Veach's best moves, and clearly I think, you know, grabbing Butker off the Panthers practice squad would be move number one for me. I clearly liked, you know, Anger for sure, various Ward and various things. But if Josh Simmons ends up panning out, this might go at the top of the list.
Yeah, I mean, there is that asterisk, and I mean, you've been on it. We've all been talking about it, obviously, since the draft, right? It was just, hey, Josh Simmons' tape was incredible. What's going on inside of his knee? Well, now we're here in late July, and he's the offensive tackle of this group, of the top three tackles in this group. Josh Simmons is the guy that you may have the fewest injury questions about right now, which seems crazy considering where we were in late April. But I think that's a testament to Josh Simmons throughout the rehab process. It's a testament to the Chiefs medical staff for getting that intel, being able to move back a spot and still get him at 32. If Josh Simmons is the guy we saw him in college, yeah, it's the best move that Brett Veach has made as a general manager because he wasn't a GM when he drafted Mahomes. Like, that's it, though. I mean, if you find because that's Josh Simmons' ceiling, right? A franchise left tackle that can be a guy that you park and play for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's a lofty ceiling, and Josh Simmons could get near but not to the ceiling, and it would still be an incredible boon for this offense. But like you said, with Simmons and Kingsley, two young guys who haven't done it at the pro level at those positions, and obviously Kingsley's year last year was tumultuous when he was on the field to tackle, kind of set this whole thing off, this entire domino chain. But I do think Kingsley has an incredible skill set to be a athletic, moving, mauling guard. Him and Trey Smith, bookending Creed Humphrey in that interior, would be a blast if Kingsley can do it. But I'm just going to keep saying if until he shows it, because this is still a little bit of projection on really three spots on the line, as long as you're kind of looking at Jalen Moore and where he slots in. But I think best case scenario, you hope it's Simmons and Kingsley at left tackle and left guard. If those guys truly win the job and not just because of other people's injuries, that's the best case in the Chiefs' mind, or at least in my mind, that's the best case for the Chiefs.
Yeah, and of course, Jalen Moore, I mean, they really liked him because they went out and snagged him, and yep. You know, the salary cap worked out for
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Chiefs, they expect the $270 million to be in $279 million on that. But Jalen Moore, you know, he was recruited to Western Michigan as a tight end. So that really shows his versatility. He slid into tackles, the left tackle there, and he can play right tackle. He's done both. And you put him in San Francisco. He backed up Trent Williams. But, you know, there's another guy right there, even though it's a two-year contract, it's kind of like prove it. Like, he's out there to make money. And that's one thing I like about some of these Veach moves, you know, getting guys that are hungry to make money after the season. And, like, Jalen Moore will have something to say about this, too, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And I think, again, as long as there's health and as long as you're picking winners and not winners by default, and again, no shade to Kingsley last year, but like Wandy Morris wasn't fully right during training camp. Kingsley ends up getting that job. And in retrospect, you wonder, what if Wandy Morris was healthy, or did they have the exact right plan for Kingsley? Would they have brought in a veteran behind him if they knew Wandy was going to be a little bit banged up? All these things that we just can't know. Well, what we know now is that you could have Jalen Moore this year on about an $11 million salary cap hit. And that's fine. If he is your swing tackle and you have Josh Simmons coming off the knee injury, and obviously signing him before the draft, so I was glad they signed Jalen Moore when they did. I'm still glad they have Jalen Moore on this team, because you had Juwan Taylor missing time with this knee stuff. You have Josh Simmons coming back from his own knee issue. Having some insurance there is not a bad thing for $11 million against the cap. Maybe Jalen Moore is also your left guard insurance. I think Wandy Morris also could kick in a little bit, and Hunter Norzad is out there. Mike Caliendo was the guy actually starting at left guard after Tui moved out the tackle last year. So they've got options on the interior, but the Chiefs talk about it all the time. You want your best five offensive linemen out there. I think it's wise to have Simmons just working at left tackle for the most part, because you know that's where you want him to be. But I think the best odds for the 2026 starting right tackle on this team is Jalen Moore. Juwan Taylor, this will be the last year under his current contract that he's here for as far as we could project. If he moves on after this season, then Moore is stepping into a starting role and in a true contract year next season. And it's an 18-ish, $19 million cap hit. Totally reasonable for your starting right tackle if that's what Moore is next year. So last year, I think we saw that the Chiefs suffer from not having quite enough redundancies at the tackle position. This year, they have a smorgasbord of three NFL caliber tackles, which is a good problem to have at this point.
Talking to Josh Briscoe, one of our Chiefs insiders here at 96.5 The Fan. He's also the anchor on the Chiefs radio network as well. One more offensive question for you. Look at the defense, the running back situation. It is interesting to me what they're going to do, because Andy Reid has always kept a fullback until he didn't. And then he had the times where he didn't have one. And Carson still, he's, you know, the fullback. We know he can play tailback and do different things, but fullback's his deal. Elijah Mitchell comes in actually more guaranteed money than Kareem Hunt got when they brought him back. And you got Brashard that they drafted. And then you've got Isaiah Pacheco here. So kind of an interesting dynamic. Going to be hard for all those guys to be on the roster at the same time.
Yeah, it's a fascinating group to me, in part because it's such a diverse group of running back skill sets. None of those top five guys are anything like each other. I mean, just in terms of the things they do best and the things that maybe you question. If I had to project it here, then this is, again, we're talking about running backs before the pads come on, so
sure.
Nobody bring these notes back to me in 2 weeks. Let's see how it shakes out. But if I had to tell you right now, I'd say, yeah, I think the top four, and I think they carry four running backs. I think it's Pacheco, Hunt, Mitchell, and Smith, and those are the four guys that make the active roster. Carson Steele is a practice squad superhero. The second that somebody gets banged up, he's the guy you call up. I'm totally cool with that. I really like Carson Steele. I think everybody kind of does, but I think when you're trying to figure out who has the most juice for your actual running back rotation, it's those other four guys. I think Pacheco is in line not to be a bell cow, but to be the first guy up in this offense. That's my expectation, at least to start the season. Kareem Hunt gets to go into an actual, like, lesser used, no 27 carry games or whatever his high was when he rejoined the team last year. A short yardage, smaller role for him. You hope Elijah Mitchell can stay healthy, be explosive, catch passes, have some speed out of the backfield. Brashard Smith, you maybe hope can do some of that as well. Of course, he's the rookie you're bringing up to speed and a guy who I mean, look, man, I love a 1 year removed from playing wide receiver running back prospect. That's right up
my
alley.
It's the wheel route, Josh. You're going to see the wheel route for like a 35-yard touchdown. Guarantee it.
And I can't wait. I love that stuff. So I certainly hope that that's the case. And then, yeah, I think Steele's just kind of on the wrong side of the numbers game there. But I think everybody, those other four with health, I think those four are all making the 53.
And looking at the defense, obviously, you know, you got a Minnehue. When I talk about, you know, guys going out there for the prove a deal to make money going forward, you know, can he have a big year this year? Certainly, you know, you put up big numbers when you have Chris Jones still on the team and you can put up numbers there. Look at the draft. Ashton Gelati led college football in pressures last year. 2 years ago, he led the ACC in sacks. He can get to the quarterback. Omar Norman Lott, even though not a starter, his last year was on a rotation because they used the six-man rotation in Tennessee, but he had the best quarterback win rate. So you see, they've got guys that can get to the quarterback. They slid to 18th in sacks last year. They were number two the previous 2 years when they happened to win the Super Bowl both times as well. But when you look at this rotation, what they got on defensive line and edge, how confident are you for the Chiefs to get to the quarterback?
I feel a lot better than I did this time last year for a couple of reasons, but I'm glad you mentioned last year because that was really the part of the entire team that I feel like went kind of under the radar for a few weeks. We spent a few weeks talking about it, and then it kind of, I don't know if it improved when Aminahu kind of started rolling back. He was never, you know, 100% the guy that you wanted him to be because he was still very fresh off of a serious injury. But the pass rush and specifically getting pressure with four, that was one of the biggest issues this team had last year. But then by playoff time and everything, I think you started to see them being able to atone for some of that. Spags gets a little spagsier and you don't think about it as much. But I think their offseason plans this year underline the fact that they want to be a lot better at that this season. Charles Aminahu being fully healthy now, having this entire offseason healthy, it's going to be his first time playing a full season with this team. I think Charles Aminahu, and maybe the rotation of it all is the thing that holds this back, I think Charles Aminahu is going to have a career year. I think he's the most underrated player on this defense, and I really hope, no offense at all to Mike Dana, who's a extremely good rotational defensive end to have, who can hold that edge. I'm happy for Mike Dana to be this team's DE3 this season, but I really hope that Charles Aminahu is the one starting opposite George Karloftis. I'd like to see Aminahu get a lot more snaps. And then you have everything rotating around Chris Jones in the middle. I'm very interested to see what Jerry Tillery does. You mentioned Omar Norman Lott. I was kind of ready to not redshirt him by any means. That's an exaggeration. But I was ready to have him on a slower development plan. He's getting some early work out there with the ones, and Spags doesn't tend to just give those reps away.
No.
So that's kind of interesting. And it's another year for Felix. It's another year. Again, you look at, I really like Ashton Gelati. I don't know how he's getting snaps. I'm not sure how Felix is getting snaps in a major way, just because there are professional football players at the top of this depth chart. And frankly, there are professional football players in the middle of this depth chart now on this defensive line. I'm a little bit worried about who's behind Mike Pinnell, just in terms of your like run stuffing defensive tackle, not so much in the pass rush. Cause you're going to put Chris Jones and Tillery out there, or Jones and Norman Lott out there together on 3rd-and-8. fine by me. That sounds like a great time. But yeah, I do like where this rotation is headed, and I really hope everyone just stays healthy enough to show all the juice that I think that group can bring this year.
It's one of our Chiefs insiders, Josh Briscoe, also the pre-halftime post for Chiefs Radio Network, the anchor over there. He'll get started in earnest here really soon for the season, so good stuff from Josh. Hey, by the way, is it going to rain, man? It looks like they get cloudy or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking out my windows here. The water droplets haven't fallen, okay. But it does look like it's primed for it. Okay. So grab your umbrellas, everybody. May be a wet one.
And grab your popcorn and watch Happy Gilmore 2, my friend.
Yes! And apparently your honey? Again, I didn't watch the entire Travis Kelce clip. I have some questions.
Yeah, the honey thing. I saw that. There's questions. Thanks a lot, Josh.
You want to recreate that for social later?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll do it for Rob. Let Rob do it.
Thanks, fellas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.